Hey everybody, this is Stelly Efty.
And this is Heaton Cha. And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about affiliate programs.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Right? We want you to do your best.
And how to use it for your business when you want to acquire more customers. I'm going to shoot this first real quick and then we'll get into it, Stelly, because this is like one of those more rapid fire ones because it's just a topic and we haven't talked about it, but it's a super important one because it's affiliate partners, referrals. There's this whole category of somebody is bringing me leads and or sales for my business and I'm giving them some kind of commission. That's essentially what an affiliate is. I love the idea of having affiliates or even partners that are bringing you commission. Or bringing you customers for a commission. I think it's one of the key channels that especially in B2B and in SaaS that works really well. It also works really well in e-commerce. And for me, it has everything to do with one key metric. If this is going to work for you and it's going to sound crazy, but like it's pretty standard, but the key metric that I actually go for is if my product already has high word of mouth, it is more likely that an affiliate program or referral and partnerships are going to work. Really well.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. It hurts, but I'm still sure
A lot of people. Not every product has that.
I'm sure a lot of the startups that have that are considering or have chosen let's invest in affiliate programs or referral programs to fuel our growth have never stepped back to ask this very simple question. Do we get any word of mouth right now? Are our customers or people who know about us talking about us at all? Like, it seems like a very fundamental first step to answer before you go, let's pay them money or give them incentives to do it. But I would be surprised if a lot of people thought about that first. So one thing, one interesting thing about affiliate programs is that, or referral programs is that I do think, my sense is that, within the startup community, there's kind of a belief that this can work really, really well for end consumer products, right? Kind of recommend a friend, this type of thing. But in B2B, in SMB, or even worse, in enterprise, when you sell to more kind of corporate serious customers, just offering them some amount of money or a gift card or this or that might not work as well. And so there are some exceptions that I can think of, Dropbox being a really big and popular one that was kind of, it's kind of end consumers used it, but professionals and businesses also use it. But I remember their affiliate, their referral program of like, if you share it on Twitter, you get another X amount of free space. And if you post it on LinkedIn, you get free space. And if you invite 10 people, you get more free space. That model really worked brilliantly. And I actually know the guy that did that for Dropbox. But not every product has that kind of unique value proposition or feature set where that would make sense. But I'm curious, do you agree and have you seen this being true or not true that B2B, SMB startups have less success with their affiliate programs or referral programs than end consumer startups? And if so, does an affiliate program or referral program, does it always have to be money, like a gift card, or you get $50 if you refer a friend or if you get a click or something? Or have you seen other models that work well?
At the end of the day, affiliate programs work for two reasons. One, because there is somebody out there that has an audience that wants to refer your product to their audience. That's an affiliate program, right? A referral program is more like your own customers bringing in more customers by referring each other. And so I think there's a nuance between the two. Because typically, affiliate programs are designed around somebody making money, actual money, like not credits or not anything like that, but money. While Dropbox's referral program is all about people getting credit or getting extra, specifically getting extra storage. So give 250 megabytes, get 250 megabytes. So for everyone you invite, you get extra 250 megabytes. And that's really what worked for them. In fact, they've de-emphasized that whole program now compared to how popular they made it back in the day. It was a double referral program, which means that both sides are getting an incentive for signing up or inviting or whatever. And I think it really helped grow the business to where it is today. It wouldn't be nowhere near where it is today without that. And that incentive wasn't a money incentive, really. It was a storage incentive. It was when storage was a currency. These days, storage isn't as big of a currency. I mean, we have a terabyte on our hard drives. Back then, we had, you know, gigabytes on our hard drives. It was like 20 gigabyte hard drives when they started. And I think that made a big difference. And then in terms of affiliate programs, again, I'll repeat this. Like, the reason affiliate programs don't work is because nobody there, you can't figure out who should promote it. You can't incentivize them. And when people come to your site and they sign up, they don't stay or they don't pay. So you having an affiliate program doesn't really scale your business if a bunch of these factors are not, you know, working. So you need a great onboarding experience. You need a great path to monetization of your own user so that the affiliate is happy when they get paid out, when your customer pays, and it happens in a reasonable amount of time. Another factor is a lot of times you'll do math on your end and look at your funnel and figure out what your customer acquisition cost is and then be able to give an affiliate for every sign up a certain amount of money. So then they're not worried about the customer paying, right? They're just worried about getting you the sign up. And if you have your sort of metrics in place and you have your numbers in mind and all that, you can come up with a good number that an affiliate would get. The thing is, then that's really important. Knowing what your own customer acquisition cost is, or a hypothetical cost if you are doing paid acquisition, and being able to figure out what you're willing to pay for a new signup. This way you can give affiliates money for every signup instead of having to wait in B2B until your customer pays you, because oftentimes that can be 14 days, 30 days, or even longer. So I think that's a key reason these programs fail. Another reason they fail is you can't find affiliates. There isn't a natural audience out there, and a lot of them, that is willing, a lot of them or a few of them with a lot of a big audience themselves that wants to promote services like yours.
Beautiful. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I remember even talking to Anthony, one of my co-founders at Close, who used to work at eBay a long time ago, and they had like all kinds of problems with affiliates that would like hack the system and create these like fake automated accounts that will click on something and sign up for something to get their money, but there were no real humans behind it, or it was like just whatever you call it, like crowdsourcing farms somewhere in the world that would like real humans being paid a penny to do it, and then they would get, you know, whatever, 30 cents from eBay for that human action. And there was a constant fight between eBay's kind of affiliate program and people trying to take advantage of it, right, to make money. And so if you don't think it through, if you don't understand who your customer base is, who your users are, what the incentives are that are aligned for both sides, it can seem like an easy thing. Why don't we just pay people to be our extended sales force and go out there and promote our product and get us a lot of new customers? That seems like a super appealing idea, but if you don't think it through carefully and if you don't make sure that the fundamentals are there for your business, it could be a thing that doesn't do anything or a thing that might do harm. You'd be surprised how many people out there, and we talked about this in a prior episode, that even for a small startup, if what you offer is like some kind of a crazy, attractive affiliate program that doesn't have a lot of safeguards in place, some scammer will find you. And then they will put it on some scammer forum, and all of a sudden, a shit ton of these people will attack your system. It is surprising, but it does happen a lot. So you have to think this through very carefully. But if it works, it can be a great driver for growth.
I agree.
Awesome. That's it from us for this episode. We'll hear you very soon.
See ya.